This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
The Trump administration making moves to make America safe again, while cities like Chicago, Atlanta, and Austin are defying our president and offering free legal help to illegal immigrants at risk of deportation.
Yes, with your money, 11 cities, many of them with high crime rates, now taking money out of your pockets, your tax dollars, to foot the bill for illegal immigrants. Here to weigh in is Steve Cortez, Fox News contributor and former Trump Hispanic Advisory Board member. Thank you, sir, for coming on this morning. I just want to start
off. Good morning.
Good morning to you. And I want to start off with this. When did it become okay in this country to come into a country illegally and start making demands about, you know, being able to stay and then get politicians on board to help pay for the process?
It's outrageous, isn't it? It's not okay is the answer. And by the way, it's most disrespectful to legal immigrants, people like my father who went through the very difficult process, timely and costly process to become a legal American immigrant, whom we love. But no, we cannot tolerate this kind of insanity. I'll tell you this. I think people like Mayor Rahm Emanuel here in Chicago, a lot of other mayors and governors around the country, the way they are flouting federal law, I think reminds me a lot, frankly, of the southern governors in the 1960s, people like George Wallace, who refused to honor federal law for their own political, parochial aims and goals. When it comes to, I'm all for local control. I'm all for federalism. But when it comes to immigration, federal law is clearly paramount, and cities like Chicago need to stop thumbing their nose at the federal government and at federal laws for a narrow political agenda.
It's about time that the people stand up. I mean, the citizens of Chicago and these other cities that have decided to, reroute the hard-earned tax money, for a personal interest, for a partisan interest like this. I mean, you know, how do you connect? I mean, there is so much insanity that has gone on with immigration, and your head could explode when you think about how the money that you have contributed here, you know, with your taxes every year, and how the government spends it. I mean, you talk about a misappropriation of funds. This is just unbelievable, but it goes on and continues. And you go, how can this happen? I mean, nobody voted on this stuff. It's just their singular interpretation of how they support, you know, their version of immigration and have obliterated the law. You know, we're gonna have Bruce Thatcher back on. And Bruce is our immigration, and he's way overdue to have back on to kind of give us an update on what's going on here to enlighten you. But this is just, one story in the naked city, as they say, of all this crazy stuff that's going on with, these radical progressives here.
I'd like to hear how they rationalize it. I'd like to hear how they rationalize that, because this is just like the... This is like a lot of stuff they do. The Constitution is the most horrible thing, unless I can use it for my benefit.
Exactly. Right? Yes, of course.
And then also the Constitution only applies to American citizens. You can't extend that to everybody in the world.
But of course they did. And just recently, as we've reported here, you know, about that young 17-year-old girl from Central America who comes here and has an abortion at the people's expense. You know, I don't know how you get there. How you can do that? How can you utilize the people's money
How do they rationalize this?
Yeah,
like what is their reasoning behind this? How is everybody in those cities not in an uproar?
Well, this is what's happened. See, Atlas keeps on shrugging, and the government just keeps moving forward. They just keep progressing. And every once in a while, we hear of stories like this, and you just cannot believe But the problem is that our country is moving more and more in that direction. And before it's too late, you've got to stand up and do something about it, ladies and gentlemen.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey,
it is 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Welcome back. Good to have you with us. Bill Martinez here. And it is time for the Good News Grill. Yes, we're talking about the one and only Samantha Mills Mao. And, you know, Sam, you know, I it's such a joy to have you on every week and sharing with us the viral videos. And I got to tell you, the response and comments that I got from people regarding, you know, sending out the Christmas cards to Jacob. And I know you did, we did, and because, you know, hey, we're in Hawaii. We had to melekelekemaka him, right? And
that's right.
What a sweet campaign. And boy, I haven't heard any more follow up on it, but I got to imagine his room is just loaded with cards from all over the world.
I actually looked into it to see, you know, how much of a response he got. And the latest update, he had 60,000 cards that Jacob did.
Unbelievable. So, yeah. Remind everybody, we talked about it in case you missed it. Sam, remind everybody the story of Jacob and why everybody is sending him a Christmas card.
So Jacob was diagnosed with cancer, and he's been given less than a month to live. And Christmas is actually his favorite holiday. So his last wish was that he would get Christmas cards for his Christmas gifts. So his parents have turned his hospital room into a Christmas wonderland, and they're having Santa come by and Christmas tree and lights. And Jacob has been getting Christmas cards from around the world, and he really likes, you know, he really likes penguins and he really likes Star Wars. So that's been kind of the theme of a lot of them. But, you know, I think his simple wish has just inspired a lot of people and touched a lot of hearts. And,
well, I got to tell you, when I was in Hawaii, when I was in Hawaii in Maui, my granddaughter's class sent him, you know, sent him Christmas cards. Yeah, so cool. They all got, you know, into the whole deal of it. And so, you know, the entire class there in Maui, it was just, it was so awesome. You know, I was very touched by that, you know. So, and I know that this is happening, you know, like say across the country, around the world, you know, and, you know, God bless Jacob and his family and, you know, what they are doing. And just, you know, this is a huge blessing that we can do. And like every blessing, it seems like we're more blessed than he is, you know, because we gave.
That's true.
I don't know.
Because
you know,
it makes you feel, you know, it warms your heart and inspires you. And it's not just about, you know, you are able to give to that person, but it really does. It really does do something for you as well, you know, whether that's your intention or not.
Exactly.
It's not, you know, it's not why we do it, but it's definitely a result.
Well, you know what it does, Sam, I guess, you know, if we can just have a couple more seconds on this, it restores your faith in humanity. You know, with some of the wacky stuff that we can do as human beings, you know, we're just kind of sometimes goofy and sometimes mean and goofy, you know, but Other times, you know, you get people to respond like this, and it inspires you. It encourages you, to think that it's not all ready for hell in a handbasket yet. You know, it's there is some goodness here, and God bless you for everyone that sent out cards to Jacob. I just wish you the best, and wish that this is just the best Christmas for Jacob, and that's my favorite holiday as well. So we had that in common. So Mele Kalike Maka to young Jacob and his family. You've got another round of great viral videos to share with us, starting off with this 5-year-old girl. She was born with half a heart. Wow. And has a dream wedding photo shoot. What is this about?
This is absolutely, taken off around the internet. And when you see the pictures, you can see why. Sophia Chapel, she's 5 years old. And she was actually born with a condition that left her with just half a heart. The whole right side of her heart was missing.
Wow.
And so she's had to undergo numerous surgeries throughout her years, her short years already. And her mom said there's actually no life expectancy because they didn't expect her. It was a miracle that she's even alive.
Exactly.
And whenever she was asked what her wish would be before she goes into her next open heart surgery, she said she wanted to marry her friend Hunter. Mm. And her mom and Hunter's mom were so touched by this, they decided we're going to make this happen. We're going to have a mock photo shoot.
Oh,
and
wow.
They have Sophia.
It's the cutest
photo shoot. I mean, her expression, you would never even, like, honestly looking at her, you wouldn't even know the challenges that she's been facing in life so far. She's just so excited and so beautiful. And Hunter looks, her best friend Hunter was really excited about it too. So she's in a little wedding dress.
Oh,
and then you went on a honeymoon on the playground.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, wow. How sweet.
And we hope that she lives as long a life, a long, happy life. And, she just continues to defy the odds and be a miracle. And, we're excited that Hunter was so excited to marry her, too. What a sweet little girl.
Oh, wow. Well, good fun. We got to stay on top of that. And, we went through, speaking of heart issues, similar to Jimmy Kimmel's son as well, we went through with Jackson, our grandson, in Hawaii. And, boy, I'll tell you, he is just moving and grooving like nothing happened. And he has a little friend there that was born just after he was. And my daughter says, yeah, they're womb mates. And it's funny because whenever they get close to each other, Leah will see Jackson coming and her eyes light up. I mean, it's like, the other day, she was so excited to see him. She tackled him and I asked my daughter, I go, what's that bump on his head? She goes, oh, Leah was just excited and she just tackled him.
She couldn't control her enthusiasm for a second.
It is just hysterical. So, there's just something about kids. They just teach you about the purity of love and that is just a really special. Now let's talk about this newborn baby placed inside a safe haven baby box at a fire station. What's this?
So, this is in Michigan City. The fire department actually has two baby boxes there and they had never actually been used for that.
Mm-hmm.
And, so whenever they got an alarm, so the fire chief, Meg Paulwick, gets an alarm on Tuesday night, and he thinks it's just a prank of some sort, but he goes to check it out, and he says when he opened up the box, the baby just looked right into his eyes, and he knew that somebody had left their baby there. And, it's a really cool thing that they did, because, we've always heard about people being able to leave babies at hospitals or firehouses without any questions asked, but this actually makes it so whenever the baby's put inside, it keeps it safe and warm and can't be accessed through anybody but the firefighters.
Mm-hmm.
And they're notified. 911 is notified, and they're notified, and it just gives the mom, the mom's obviously going through a lot of pain and issues.
Exactly.
She wanted to protect her baby, and it's a healthy baby girl, 7 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
And so she was less than an hour old, and they were just really thankful that they gave that mom that option,
exactly,
to life.
Well, without a doubt, Samantha Mills Mao, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Go to Sam's Corner at BillMartinezLive.com because there's so many more. I mean, she's got a great story here about Matthew McConaughey. A professor donates hundreds of books to a Western Iowa jail, and a woman spends $3,000, her $3,000 prize on Toys for Tots. So, you know, some great stories that you will be blessed, and you know, they'll make you smile. You will enjoy it, guaranteed. Sam's Corner at BillMartinezLive.com. Sam, always good to have you with us. Appreciate it. Good stuff. Thank you.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Reminding us of what makes our country great. Bill Martinez, live.
Once there were people here called Indians. Native Americans, whatever. And then a boat came called the Mayflower, landed on a big rock and carrying people just like me. And the first year on their own was hard. It was really, really hard. Let me start again. Once there was this one day where everybody seemed to know they needed each other.
this one day when they knew for certain that they couldn't do it alone.
Bill Martinez, live.
Oh, it's a season for many thanks, isn't it? 19 minutes after the top of the hour right now, Bill Martinez here with you. In recognition of November as American Diabetes Month, the American Diabetes Association reminds us that there's a hero inside everyone affected by diabetes. The 2017 This Is Diabetes campaign will share the stories of people with diabetes and how their strength, courage, and determination make them heroes. Today, we've got Dr. William Cefalu is joining us, ADA's Chief Scientific Medical and Mission Officer. Dr. Cefalu, good to have you with us on Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Thank you for having me today.
Well, good to have you here to talk about diabetes. I mean, we hear a lot about it, and I think if you're even a little bit aware of what's going on, we've got many people in the U.S. affected by diabetes, or they might even be pre-diabetic. Help us understand that, if you would.
Okay, currently about 1 in 11 Americans have diabetes. About half of the Americans have diabetes or are at risk of developing diabetes. The numbers are quite staggering. This means about 30 million Americans with diabetes and about 84 million Americans with prediabetes. And this is alarming to us because even individuals who have prediabetes, it is not a benign condition. They may be asymptomatic, but they may be at great risk with problems such as cardiovascular disease and heart disease. Mm-hmm. So it's a major problem for this country, and just to care for this condition is $322 billion in lost productivity and wages and medical costs for diabetes.
Well, you say that about every 21 seconds, I mean, this number is just overwhelming when you stop and think about this, that every 21 seconds someone in the U.S. is diagnosed with diabetes. This is how prevalent diabetes has become in our culture today, right?
Correct. Absolutely. And the concern here is that we know enough about prediabetes that we believe we can delay its progression. And something is very simple. As first of all, just seeing what your risk is for developing diabetes. This can be a very simple risk test that you take within a couple of minutes. Understanding whether you've had a family history of diabetes, whether you have blood pressure, what your weight is, whether you have a cholesterol problem. And once, if you have enough points, then we ask that you see a physician and get a very simple blood test that can diagnose whether you have prediabetes or diabetes. And then if these two conditions exist, then to go on a treatment regimen. And a treatment regimen for prediabetes may be nothing more than lifestyle, losing weight, increasing activity. Losing as much as 5% of your body weight can delay the progression of diabetes by over 58% in many studies.
Mm-hmm. Well, we know many people do not seem to understand how widespread this disease is, the impact that it could have on them. I mean, it's like, okay, I mean, here's a choice to make. I mean, you need to be aware, and this is what we're doing, is sounding the alarm. And as you say, just, a very practical, painless assessment of where you are, so that you can get ahead of this potential debilitating disease, right?
Correct.
Well,
people need to know that with this being treated, you can live a completely normal life. But it does take effort. And as you said, that there are heroes, and this is what this campaign is about. The fourth grader who has to step off the soccer field to take his insulin, or the 40-year-old man who has to come home and give his mother medication. This is a condition and a disease that not only has burden to the patient, but has a burden to the family. But importantly, listeners should know that uncontrolled diabetes can lead to blindness, it can lead to heart disease, it can lead to kidney failure, it can lead to amputation. Now, that's the bad news. The good news is that with medical treatment and control, you can prevent development of these complications. Mm-hmm. And that's the main message.
Well, in some of these stories that we read about and hear anecdotally, you know, where, you know, people finally get an assessment and they're at the crossroads. They're at critical crossroads. They're going to either do something about their diabetes or it's going to do something to them. And you see the radical commitments. They come to that, you know, that I guess that part of the road that says, look at it. It's time to make a decision. You've been somewhat aware or maybe not aware. But this is you've got a serious forecast ahead of you, like you say, Dr. Cefalu, if you don't respond to the signs, right?
Correct. And we want more people to be aware of what lies ahead. We want an informed patient. We want an informed family. And I think if they realize what lies ahead, and if they realize some of these simple steps that can be done to prevent these problems, that is really the message here, to information in the hands of those who can use it.
Mm. And as you say, this isn't one of those types of diseases that just affects you. You got, you know, your family, your friends, you know, this is, it's not only prevalent, but the impact is widespread, correct?
The impact is widespread. A child with diabetes in a family where none of the other kids have diabetes is going to have a burden on that family. It's going to cause distress in the patient. It's going to be a burden for the parents who are constantly worried about the child. So this is not just a simple condition that affects the patient. This is a condition that affects the family. And this is the whole purpose of the campaign, that there are heroes in every one of the patients, and there are heroes in the caregivers and family members who care for those patients.
Now, Dr. Cefalu, how are we getting the stories out of these heroes? How are we letting everybody know about it?
Well, first of all, our campaign, if you can go to diabetes.org /ADM2017. We have a website there where we encourage your listeners to go. We encourage your listeners to help in the social media campaign to spread the word. We encourage your listeners to become an advocate in the Diabetes Association. We actually encourage your listeners to post their stories about diabetes. Tell us if they had to write a letter to address diabetes, be it angry or sad or whatever emotion. We'd like to hear it. We'd like to share those stories. And so diabetes.org, ADM 2017.
Well, this is Diabetes Awareness Month, a great campaign. 1 in 3 American adults at risk for type 2 diabetes. Again, just how prevalent this is. It affects 30.3 million children, adults in the U.S. today. That's 1 in 11 Americans, as Dr. Cefalu had mentioned earlier. Another 84.1 million Americans have pre-diabetes and are at risk of developing type 2 diabetes. Nearly 90% of American adults with pre-diabetes don't even know they have it. I mean, that's a huge number, Dr. Cefalu, that people walking around and, in a sense, they're, you know, with a time bomb, right?
Absolutely, and that's what we're trying to change and get more people to take a risk test, more people to get screened, more people to take action.
How can they do the risk test, doctor?
Well, this can be done, again, either on our website, but there are several places where they can do the ADA Diabetes website, the risk test, and basically there are about 6 or 7 questions, and again, they put whether they are male or female, they put whether they have a family history, whether they have a history of blood pressure, or they could go to our website and ask or inquire about the risk test. And once they get those points, then we suggest they do something about it.
Exactly. Go to diabetes.org for more information, /thisisdiabetes. Dr. Cefalu has been with us. Thank you so much, sir.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 Plus Medicare, our free service can and show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government-assisted programs, and save you money. Plus, call right now and get a free report on how to avoid costly Medicare mistakes. Call now.
855-301-5506. 855-301-5506. 855-301-5506. That's 855-301-5506.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live. It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez live.
It's the season of thanks. Great to have an attitude of gratitude, isn't it? 28 minutes before the top of the hour, back with you. We're going to talk about high blood pressure. I mean, that also seems to go along with the season for whatever, but also on the heels of our understanding and sensitivity about high blood pressure, we've got new 2017 hypertension clinical practice guidelines that have been released. And here to talk about it is Dr. Willie Lawrence for the American Heart Association, and also renowned comedian Rodney Perry, talking about his personal experience and bout that he's had to deal with. Dr. Lawrence and Rodney Perry, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Hey, how are you, Bill? Bill, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific.
The best theme song of all time. Can I say that before we get going?
I'm sorry, say this again?
Your theme song was amazing.
Oh yeah, thank you so much. Yeah, we're just we're here to be a blessing, Rodney. You know, I had an old mentor. He says your job, whenever you're on the radio, anytime you open up the microphone, is to he said elicit a positive emotional response. And I always looked at it as making people's day. I thought it was brilliant, and I've used it in every element of my life. And although my kids have often said to me in their moments of discipline that I wasn't necessarily eliciting right then a positive emotional, you know, response. But I said, hey, in the long run, it'll be there. You know what I'm talking about?
Right. Exactly.
Well, thank you so much for that comment. I appreciate it. Rodney, let me ask you, you know, you're someone whose life and career has been affected by high blood pressure. You know, tell us a little bit about your story.
So I was diagnosed hypertensive, and they gave me medication. I elected not to take it because it affected my libido. What I should have done is went to my doc and had some conversations about different combinations of medication. But, you know, fast forward 5 years down the road, and I'm checking myself into the emergency room, and I had a stroke. So it's one of those things that got real for me in a hurry. And I lost use of the left side of my body. I had to learn how to walk again, had to learn how to speak properly again, had to learn how to use my left hand again. And I'm here today to say to anybody out there that can hear my voice that you wanna take some of these steps we're gonna talk about before you get to where Rodney Perry was.
Yeah, how long did it take you to get through this process? You know, when you were diagnosed with did you have a stroke or heart attack? I'm sorry, Rodney.
I had a stroke. I had a stroke, you know. But I was in a range for all of those things. You know, I was in range for everything. Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean,
we're talking about over a couple of year period of not taking medication before the silent killer really kind of caught up to me.
Yeah, it really is. It really is the silent killer. Dr. Lawrence, let's talk about this new high blood pressure guidelines and how they're going to affect someone like Rodney.
Well, someone like Rodney, when Rodney presented with his stroke, his blood pressure was 180 over 120. My guess is that for 5 years earlier, it was closer to something closer to the new guidelines. Our new guidelines say that a blood pressure greater than 130 over 80 represents high blood pressure, and that's a call to action. Before that, the number was 140 over 90, but we recognize that as your blood pressure increases from 130 on the top number to 140 on the top number, that your risk of the complications of hypertension increase. So we recognize the science tells us that we need to intervene earlier, and that's what these new guidelines do. They focus us on earlier intervention. And the number of Americans with high blood pressure has increased from 85 million to about 100 million with these new guidelines.
Amazing.
From one-third of the population to close to one-half the population. So it's a call to action for all of us.
You know, Dr. Lawrence, people may hear, well, that's just like a 10% swing from 130 to 140. But when you talk about numbers like this, and we're talking about hypertension, a 10-point difference is huge, isn't it?
It is. It's a very big difference, and the ill effects of blood pressure actually began even earlier. So this is a big problem because but the good news is that there's so much that we can do, and it begins with lifestyle changes. We know that exercise makes a difference. We know that changes in diet make a difference. A diet rich in fruits, vegetables, whole grains, low-fat dairy products. Watching your salt intake, very, very important. So we know that there are things that we can do. It begins with these things. And as your blood pressure gets even higher, we know that sometimes medications are going to be necessary. But we have a lot of choices in that regard as well.
Exactly. Well, Rodney Perry, we appreciate you coming on and telling your personal story. So today, what are the steps, you know, that you've been taking to manage your high blood pressure?
My first step, my daily regimen, I take my medication daily, and I'm exercising. I was one of those people that would grab a salt shaker and immediately put it on my food. I don't even touch a salt shaker anymore. So it kind of starts with the little things, and your listeners may listen and they may say this is a lot, but it's really not that much, and it can help you in the long run.
Did you kind of, when you got to this point, did you realize, you know, that it wasn't that big of a change for you, that maybe you were kicking yourself going, why didn't I do this sooner? Why did it come to me having a stroke before I decided to, you know, make these kind of adjustments in my lifestyle? Did you have that kind of moment?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, most of that came while I was in the hospital. And I was learning how to walk again, and you start to kind of blame yourself, and you're like, wow, this is my fault. But, you know, then you stop being sorry for yourself, and you got to get to work. You got to get in action.
Right.
And so what is the action? The action is little stuff, eating a little better, you know, maybe not drinking as much, not smoking. Maybe exercising once or twice or three times a week. You know, so those little things could prolong your life, and it could also give you a better quality of life.
Well, Rodney, you know, sometimes we think, you know, hey, look, we're all that in a bag of chips, and we're bulletproof, and we're okay until we find out we're not. And, boy, that is a stark reality for somebody who has gone through this like you. Where, you know, seemingly you're healthy. You got a little bit of minor issues of life. You kind of keep an eye, but you kind of fool yourself into thinking that it's manageable until you find out that it's not. And to be one moment rolling along, you know, thinking, okay, I got some minor issues, but I'm okay. And then, you know, deal with the stroke and then find yourself on your back, not able to walk and having to learn things all over again. Wow, what a stark reality for you.
Oh, man, it's the most sobering thing I've ever been through. Mm-hmm. And the reason I wanted to be involved with American Heart, American Stroke, is because there are a lot of people like Rodney Perry that are ignoring it. You're just simply ignoring the symptoms. The doctor, you've talked to the doctor, you know what's better, but you just are ignoring it. Like, I'm okay, I feel okay, but you're probably not okay.
Yeah, exactly. Well, as a comedian, it's not funny, right? That part's not funny, that's for sure. Dr. Lawrence, to wrap this thing...
I'll find a way to crack a joke.
I bet you would, but, you know, to deal with what you've had to go through, there's certain parts of it. But I know you'd find a way to make it funny. I shouldn't have brought that up. But Dr. Lawrence, as we wrap things up here, what's the best treatment and where can our listeners go for more information?
Well, you can get more information at the American Heart Association, American Stroke Association website. That's heart.org/HBP, heart.org/HBP.
Well, Dr. Lawrence has been with us. Dr. Lawrence, Willie Lawrence with the American Heart Association. Renowned comedian Rodney Perry, who has found a better way and has become an ambassador and is encouraging all to take these signs seriously and do something about it. Otherwise, you're going to have a rough road ahead. Thank you both for being with us here on Bill Martinez Live.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645. NMLS number 1136. Attention, users of the blood-thinning drug Xarelto. If you took the drug Xarelto and experienced complications such as cerebral hemorrhage, gastrointestinal bleeding, or other internal bleeding, or if a loved one has died after taking Xarelto, you may be eligible to get a cash award for your suffering. Call the Xarelto Help Hotline now at 1-800-430-5010. That's 800-430-5010. To qualify for a cash settlement, you must file a claim before the deadline. So don't miss your opportunity for a cash settlement. Call 800-430-5010 now for a free, no-obligation consultation. Our call center is open 24/7. So if you took the drug Xarelto and experienced cerebral hemorrhage, gastrointestinal bleeding, or other internal bleeding, or if a loved one has died after taking Xarelto, call the Xarelto Help Hotline now at 800-430-5010. 800-430-5010. That's 800-430-5010.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Maine to Oregon and SoCal to Florida. Bill Martinez live.
Ow, she's a breath. Back in America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. Boy, do we have a treat for you. This brings back so many memories. You have no idea. It takes me back to my disc jockey days in Los Angeles, playing the music of the Commodores and, you know, even doing, I think we were playing disco music at Disneyland for grad nights before disco music was all that. And, of course, I go back and remember so much of the music that our next guest gave us. Thomas McClary, legendary 7-time Grammy award-winning founder and world-renowned funk soul band, the Commodores, creator of what many refer to as their signature sound that includes platinum hits like Brick House, Easy, 3 Times the Lady. Thomas McClary, thank you so much for being with us.
It's a pleasure. Bill, I tell you, it's an honor. You know, we were... I want to correct one little thing. We were nominated 7 times. We were 7 times nominee Grammy nominees. And
Well, you should have been awarded all. You should have been awarded all 7 times. So I'm correcting the record, okay? Because this is my show. Right. This is my show. I get to straighten things out here, Thomas.
That's right. That's right.
I'm just saying. You can tell the rest of the boys and say, "Yeah, Bill gave us all 7." The heck with what the Academy wanted to do, you know? Hey, for all the music that I played, I was teasing somebody else, you know, who's the head of ASCAP and BMI. I said, for all the, you know, music I played, you know, of your songs, and like, I think you ought to just be able to carve out a little 10% for Bill Martinez. You know, I played so much of your music, you know, so.
Well, thank you so much. You know, we couldn't have made it without you and the support of the fans out there, Bill. I really want to personally thank you for all the effort.
Well, it was easy on our part. I mean, a hit's a hit. It's a hit. And, you know, you play what the people love and what they're requesting, and whether it was on the air in Los Angeles or, you know, like I said, at many grad nights at Disneyland, man, I'll tell you, they loved the music from the Commodores, and it was all kinds of good fun. I want to talk about your brand-new book, Rock and Soul, you know, that you are co-authoring. Author of, you know, tell us about that, if you would, Thomas.
Sure. This book is talks about what it was like as me, as the founder of the Commodores, recruiting Lionel Richie and the rest of the guys to be in the band. There are a lot of great stories along the way, you know, talks about our struggles and to start them. And it also talks about the struggles that I'm currently dealing with in terms of reuniting the original guys.
Wow. Uh-huh.
And it also talks about me being the first African-American to integrate public school in Lake County in the 60s in the midst of the civil rights movement.
Mm-hmm.
And it talks about me creating what I like to refer to as the signature sound of the Commodores.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, it also talks about me as a humanitarian and my philanthropic endeavors.
Well, your passion has always been there. I think this was the glue of the Commodores. Now you were able to get the team again. I'm sure it's probably a little bit frustrating for you because you want to get everybody back together for, you know, for the right reasons. And after all, you're artists. And when you create the magic and the music that you did for so many years, who doesn't want to relive that?
That's right. It's amazing. I was just talking to another gentleman who wanted to talk to me about Lionel Richie and his success. And, you know, of course, Lionel and I co-wrote most of all the songs, and to write with him on other endeavors too, with the Kenny Rogers and the Endless Love Project. You know, we have since gotten together. We performed in New Zealand at Superdome in New Orleans. And however, you know, I would love to get all of the guys back, you know. And so we talk about this in the book, Rock and Soul, some of the obstacles that we're facing.
Well, it's kind of interesting. I mean, you know, times change and people go their different ways. And sometimes, you know, you just say, hey, one more time, let's bring it back together. Let's feel the magic. Let's get the chemistry together, because the chemistry that the Commodores had, when you were able to create at the level that you guys were able to create and entertain, that is so special and so magical. You know, maybe sometimes people don't want to revisit it because they just want to remember it the way it was, as opposed to the way it is now. I don't know.
Well, you know, the thing I was interested in doing, and I talk about this in the book, Rock and Soul as well, was to create a new trajectory for music and to bring, integrate a lot of the melodies and the lyrics and the rhythms, and do something that's trend-setting, that will penetrate through the hearts and the souls of people. And well, as it was...
Yeah.
Go ahead, Bill.
No, I was going to say that's what you did with the Commodores, and so you're looking for, a part due of that unique sound. Is there another unique sound that could come out of the heart and soul of Thomas McCleary and Lionel Richie and the rest, right? And,
right.
I understand that. Yeah, you know, I understand that. That's that stuff that happens. It wakes you up at 3 o'clock in the morning, and you're hearing this backbeat, and you go, "No, there's there, right?"
That's right, Bill. That's right.
Right.
But, you know, I don't want the fans to be dismayed, because, you know, my kids and I, Mariah and Ryan, we put together a new project, and it's the Rock and Soul LP, and the first single from that is called "Do It," and if you could imagine the trajectory that the Commodores would be if the original guys were together, 2017 and 18. This is the sound, merging the old with the new, that you would hear, and it's very exciting.
Well, I bet it is, especially, you know, okay, maybe God has a different plan. Say, hey, let's work with the kids, you know, and it's always special. I mean, if we can get the kids together and we don't kill each other in the process, and you're probably going, what are you doing? You've been in one of my sessions? Is that what you know?
Well, you know what? It's so good. We just came back from Europe, and in fact, we launched the Rock and Soul tour of the book and music in London, and BBC did an interview with us for 12 minutes, and 70 million listeners tuned in.
Wow.
And it was amazing to get the feedback from all of the fans and listeners there. And of course, we had sold out shows, and we were doing all of the greatest hits from the Commodores, and so it was just exciting to see that, you know, we can engage the people again.
Yeah. Thomas, I know your heart is as a humanitarian, you know, and that often, and goes unreported, is that those that are so blessed often bless back. And this has been your heart to do this. And I know that what grieves your heart is also what's been happening in our country. The divide that we have between African Americans and the different races and that sort of thing. I mean, you've played stadiums, you've played around the world, and quite interesting is the fans aren't there. You know, they're not buying a ticket or buying a ticket because you're black or, you know, whatever. You know, they're there because they appreciate what you're doing. And you look over that audience and you see a mix of races of all mm-hmm. color, creed that come mm-hmm. and enjoy entertainment. And you're going, why can't this transcend?
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that, Bill, because love is really the key, you know. Mm-hmm. We've tried to politically do things in this country that's politically correct or whatever. But the bottom line is, you hit it right on the head. We all are a part of the one human race.
Right.
And the thing that I have been so diligently doing is raising funds for children that are suffering from lupus and arthritis, and they are all races. And, of course, raising funds for senior citizens who don't have health insurance for whatever reason, all races, you know.
Exactly.
Troops, you know, that come back and they are not healthy. Some of them, you know, have been affected by the wars or whatever in their families. I've been for 14 years raising money for them, all races. And you look at all of the times that the only way we measure life is through the moments and how we spend those moments. And then it becomes with whom we spend those moments with.
Wow. Yeah,
so
that's true.
We try to cherish all of those moments. And if we can have someone write to us, which we have all the time, man, I got married by you three times a lady and then I broke up on sale-on, you know?
Yeah.
Yes. You know, Zoom was the song that got me through because I was suffering from cancer and fighting cancer. And I was on the dance floor in Brick House. I couldn't stop dancing.
Right.
So all of these emotions, you know, you try to tap into, and when you look at it, it transcends all races and all nationalities and all languages.
Well, Thomas, I want you to know I'm right with you on this. I just pray that whatever it takes that we can come together, because what a waste of time and energy. And meanwhile, we got kids, you know, we got kids that deserve better and can have better, but because of our own, you know, whatever our perceptions, and I understand, look, we got to work through those, and I'm committed to work through, and I really appreciate your heart. I appreciate you coming on. Congratulations on the book, available at all the usual places, and I'm sure, and we're going to link it at our website as well, Rock and Soul. Thomas McCleary, the founder of the Commodores, and who knows, maybe we can have a get together reunion one more time. That'd
That's
be
right.
good fun, right?
I am truly believing that's going to happen. I'm not going to give up, because I think we deserve it, and the fans, most of all, deserve it.
Well, Thomas, one final question, because we got to wrap this up. I'm sorry we're out of time, but where can they go for more information?
They can get the book Rock and Soul at Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, and www.thomasmcclary.com.
The one, the only, Thomas McCleary. I'm Bill Martinez live. Thank you, Thomas.
Thank you, Bill. God bless.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Most people think